To have Reverend Thomas Mack with us today, and his message is titled Faith of a Sojourner.
我哋好高兴有麦瑞超牧师嚟到我当中传讲神嘅信息，题目系异乡客之信心。
大家早晨。
Good morning, everyone.
啊，頭先林長老提過，你上個禮拜有兩位客人。
And as Elder George has reminded us, we had two guest speakers last week.
啊，我都記得我30年前啊喺呢度我都見過佢哋。
I remember 30 years ago that I had met them here.
啊，就算我10多年之後我去咗神學院喺個圖書館亦都見到佢。
And even when I went to seminary 10 years later, I met them in the library.
啊，因為佢咁高好離遠，我哋睇得到係佢噶啦。
Because he was so tall, I could notice, I could recognize him from far away.
啊，當我見到佢時候，我同佢打招呼。
And when we came face to face, I greeted him.
佢居然嗌得出我個名喎。
He was able to remember my name.
啊！我嗌得出佢個名唔出奇啫，但係佢見過咁多人，佢居然仲記得我個名，咁多年冇見。
For me to remember his name is pretty simple, but for him to recognize me among all of us, that is very powerful.
啊！佢係我一位好敬佩 admire 嘅神嘅仆人。
He is one of a servant of God that I really admire.
我記得我以前講過講到提過啦，呢個能夠放棄佢一切去到一個遠嘅地方。
And as I spoke about them before, that this person gave up everything that he had to go to a foreign place.
就為咗要當地嘅人能夠聽到耶穌基督嘅福音。
So that those people in that community can hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
呢個其實都係聖經上俾我哋每一個基督徒。
Here is the example that the Bible gives us and encourages us to do in the scriptures.
是要我们去到我们所在，就算是所在的地方，都见证耶稣基督。
To go to a foreign place and even there give witness to Jesus Christ.
我们一起来祈祷。
Let's bow for a word of prayer.
天父，我哋多谢你。
Dear Heavenly Father, we give you thanks.
你嘅救恩系几咁嘅奇妙。
Your salvation is so miraculous.
喺耶稣基督嘅里面，你击败咗撒旦魔鬼。
In through Jesus Christ, you have defeated Satan.
要每一个人嚟到你面前，个罪都得到赦免。
So that whoever comes before you may have their sins forgiven.
你都呼召每一个人系出到去。去见证主你嘅名。
And you called your people to go and give witness to your name.
求主你帮助我哋。
Lord, may you help us.
尤其我哋今日一齐嚟聚集去敬拜嘅时候。
As we come to worship and as we come together.
当我讲到 William 翻译嘅时候。
As I preach and William translate.
同埋会众一同去坐喺度听到嘅时候。
As our brothers and sisters here sit and listen.
求主你圣灵喺我哋嘅当中去充满我哋。
May your spirit be here and to fill us.
要能够所讲嘅能够得到造就。
So that all that can be that is said will be a praise to you.
我哋咁样祈祷，系奉主耶稣基督嘅名求。
And we pray all this in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
咁當我哋講到佢寄居佢異鄉客做journer嘅時候
，A lot of times we talk about sojourners。
我通常會諗到啲新移民係咪
？I would very often think of the new immigrants。
其中有啲係被逼噶，去走難去到第二個地方。
And some are being forced to leave a situation of their homeland to go to another place.
亦都有人自己選擇嘅離鄉別井去到其他地方去打工或者讀書。
And some are done willingly to leave their own villages to go to work in another land.
有啲好似宣教士咁。
Some like the missionaries.
你甘心放低佢舒適嘅生活。
They're very willing to give up their comfortable life.
会应神的呼召去到另外一个国家去传福音。
To respond to God's calling to go to another foreign land to preach the gospel of Jesus.
去一个不属于自己的地方。
To go to a place that they do not belong.
去那里去努力去融入或者去生存。
There they go and blend in and try to survive.
我们都将我们很多
And many of us who are immigrants have this similar feeling.
就算你自己喺呢度出世嘅，你都可能喺美国里面有咁嘅经历。
Even if you were born in America, but in America you may still have that feeling.
我哋会因为宗教嘅信仰或者种族文化唔同嘅缘故。
And because of religion and because of our inheritance, we may have different type of persecution.
阿美讲
，OK，
就因为咁样唔同嘅缘故吓，我哋会受到人嘅歧视或者嘅敌视。
And because of these differences, we may be looked down upon by others.
喺当中吓，我哋喺呢一个一片，我哋以为喺属于我哋自己嘅地方嘅时候，喺当中有好多嘅辛酸。
And in the new environment, there are many things that we are not very happy about. The first generation, who was Abraham, as he responded to God's calling to enter into the land of Canaan, it has already been 62 years. And it looks like the experience is not similar to what we have just discussed. We see that his life was he was able to accommodate in
the surrounding.
He had much wealth, many slaves, and many cattle and animals. And he also even regained the respect of the Hittites.
佢話佢叫做第六節，佢話我主啊，聽聽，你喺我當中係一位尊大嘅王子，或者係神嘅王子。
Here the Hittite says in verse 6 says, "Hear us, O my Lord, you are a prince of God among us."
佢有尊重到佢睇到佢一個神嘅係神嘅王子嘅尊重。
They respect them up to a point that they even recognize as a prince of God.
但係喺呢一個時刻，就係佢呢個時刻，佢講呢度正經講話，佢個太太撒拉就係127歲嗰年過咗身。
And here the Bible tells us that his wife Sarah passed away at the age of 127.
呢一位同佢一同去蒙神呼召，去嚟到呢度嘅伴侶。
Here, his companion, who was called along with Abraham to go into the camp of Canaan, here she passed away.
And
Sarah and Abraham went through many difficulties and many happy situations.And here, when he lost his most beloved one, the Bible tells us that he was grieved. And here, this grief brought him many confusion and many pains and suffering. It's as if he was stabbed in the heart with a knife.
And
then every step he took was going
downhill. It
seems like he was entering into a bottomless pit.
And
here he has entered a place where one pastor had said that he reached the bottom. And there, Jesus will come to welcome you.
所以我哋当我哋有曾经有经历过我哋亲人有过世嘅时候
，And many times when you experiencing a loved one passing away,
我哋唔需要夹硬去忍住我哋唔喊。
We don't need to hold in our tears.
我哋都唔需要假装我哋好似得我冇事，我好开心。
We don't need to pretend that there's nothing wrong with me. I'm happy.
因為對冇錯，對我哋基督徒嚟講
，to every one of us Christians，
啊，神喺耶穌基督裏面俾到我哋一個新嘅生命同新嘅盼望。
Jesus has given to everyone a new life and a new hope。
啊，聖經講話我哋曾經係外人，啊，係孤單，係孤獨嘅。
And Jesus, the Bible tells us we were once strangers, we were alone。
因為罪的緣故，我們人被逐出這個伊甸園。
And because of our sins, we were exiled from the Garden of Eden.
是離開神的面，離開伊甸，在外面流浪。
To leave the presence of God outside of Eden to roam in the wilderness.
在那裡人類經歷到生命的苦。痛苦同埋短暫。
Their man experienced pain and suffering.
啊，喺嗰度你都經歷到死亡嘅臨到嘅每一個人。
And there we experience death that falls upon every individual.
啊，喺佢當中我哋流淚，我哋痛苦。
And in this mess we have tears and we have pain.
但係喺呢度正更加講真，我哋。以前不是屬於神的子民，我們現在成為神的兒女了。
And the scripture tells us before we were not God's people, but now we have become the children of God.
因為神的兒子耶穌基督為我們付上祂的生命。
Because Jesus Christ sacrificed his life.
作為這個救贖我們的贖價。
So that it became an appreciation of our sins.
好叫我相信他的人能夠得到個永遠的生命。
Those who believe in him may have eternal life.
亦都有聖靈的印記保證我們在耶穌基督的裡面。
And the Spirit witnesses that we are the children of God.
沒有一樣東西能夠將我們從神的愛去隔開。
Nothing can separate from the love of God.
將來有一天我們會再一同去到天上的家裡面。
And one day all of us will be in home in God's kingdom.
在那天我們不會再流浪，也不會再有分離的痛苦。
At that time we will no longer be lost or separated.
但我們今天又怎樣呢？
So what do we do now?
但我們今天就算我們寄居在世，寄居在活在這個破碎的世界裡面。
And as we sojourn in this broken world,
在經歷到這個分離的悲傷痛苦的裡面。
As we experience the pain of separation,
應該說我們可以隨時的回到耶穌的身邊。
In other words, we can at any time be at the side of Jesus,
可以在我們悲痛流淚的只緊緊抓住耶穌的手。
That even through our pain and sorrows, that we can still hold on to the hand of Jesus.
因為就算在我們最低的深谷的時候，
so even at our bottomless pit,
我們永遠都是屬於神。
We will forever belong to God.
耶穌曾經為我們受過苦。
Jesus has suffered for us.
他知道我們那所經過的每一個痛苦。
He experienced every pain and suffering.
他知道我們的信心何時會軟弱。
He knows when our faith is weak.
他知道當這個傷痛的心情去 overwhelm 去壓下來的時候。
When our broken hearts are overwhelmed with this pressure,
他知道沒辦法我們獨自去承受的時候。
He knows that we can no longer take it anymore.
他就在那裡去擁抱我們。
He is there to caress you.
我們每一個人都不多不少都經歷過這樣的情況。
Many of us have probably experienced the situation.
就在我爸爸過世的時候。
At the time when my father passed.
我都以為我會可以忘記，都慢慢就忘記了。
I thought that I could forget about these things.
但當上一個月說，當有一百萬人因為新冠而過世的時候。
And last week, and when I heard that over a million people passed away because of COVID-19.
我想起我爸爸就是那一百萬個裡面的其中一個。
And I thought of my father who was one of a million.
那種很傷心的感覺又再臨到我身上。
And this painful feeling came upon me again.
但我們基督徒的盼望是什麼呢？
But what is the hope of being a Christian?
我們知道我們現在的情況不會再永遠是這樣。
Because we know our temporary circumstance will not last forever.
因為有一天我們在世的事情，有一天我們都會過去。
Because everything that happens in the world will pass.
我們在世作為 好似寄居咁走過呢條路，有一日都會走完。
And this, as sojourners, this path that we take will one day come to an end.
啊，有一日個裏面，我哋會再見到耶穌基督。
And one day we will see Jesus face to face.
啊，我哋個信心就將會變成眼見嘅。
And our faith becomes our vision.
啊，我哋將會喺嗰個永不止息嘅婚宴裏面一同嚟慶祝。
And there, and we will celebrate in a never-ending way.Joy.
啊，所以亞伯拉罕所羨慕嘅就係呢一個咁樣樣嘅更美嘅家鄉。
And what Abraham wanted was this better home.
啊，耶，佢係啊向佢係好係羨慕嘅神咗會為佢預備呢個更美嘅天上嘅家鄉。
And he longed and yearned for this new hope that comes from heaven.
在希伯來書第十一章第八節
In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 8
同埋以後呢章同埋有幾節佢都喺度回顧緊講到耶亞伯拉罕嘅一生佢一個做客旅嘅一生
And here it tells us about in the following verses about Abraham being a sojourner in this world
第八節佢話亞伯拉罕因著信蒙召的時候就遵命出去往將來要得为业的地方去，出去的时候还不知往哪里去。
In verse 8, by faith Abraham obeyed when he was called out to go to a place where he was to receive as an inheritance, and he went out, not knowing where he was going.
是九节上半部，他说他因着信就在咗应许之地去作客，好像在异地居住帐篷。
In verse 9, By faith he went to live in the land of promise, as in a foreign land, living in tents.
第十三节，这些人住都住存着信心死的，定没有得着咗应许的，却从远处望见神嘅应许，又且欢喜迎接，又承认自己在世上住客旅的，住寄居的。
Verse 13, these all died in faith, not having received the things promised, but having seen them and greeted them from afar, and having acknowledged that they were strangers and exiled on the earth.
第十六节，他们却羡慕一个更美的家乡，就住在天上的，所以神被称为他们的神，定不以为耻，因为他已经给他们预备了一座城。
But as it is, verse 16,They desired a better country, that is, a heavenly one. Therefore, God is not ashamed to be called their God, for he has prepared for them a city. And as we come to Genesis chapter 23, and even though Abraham was there in Hebron for 62 years, and you see that he was doing pretty well. But in this place, he didn't have his own property. He didn't have any solid property, and he lived in a tent.
And
as Chinese coming to America, the first things that we really want to do,
and
if we have a little saving, we try to go and buy a house.
And
this image is to establish that we can have a little place of our own in this foreign land.
但亞伯拉罕佢冇。
Abraham didn't have that.
佢有好多機會可以咁做。
He had many opportunities to do so.
但佢並冇用佢自己嘅地方去攞到嗰啲地方。
But he didn't go and purchase a place for himself.
聖經講佢耐心去等候神。
The Bible tells us that he waited in patience.
佢都有信心留喺。
He had faith to live in that place that did not belong to him. This is to acknowledge that he was a sojourner. He didn't live there permanently. Not only does that help him to face the death of his wife Sarah,
更加在他当日的生活里面
But this also expresses faith in God.
今天经文除了讲到撒拉的死亡之外,
this passage today, aside from telling us the death of Sarah,
接着他讲了更大的篇幅讲到一宗坟地买卖的交易,
it uses many passages to describe about the purchase of the tomb.
作者之所以这么详细地去记载下来,
why does the scripture use so many passages to tell us this thing?
不单止说关乎撒拉可以很有尊严的respect的埋葬,
and not only that, so that Sarah can be respectfully buried,
关于以后在这一片赠了应许过要给亚伯拉罕和后裔的地方,
but here it also pictures what the land that was given to Abraham for his offsprings.
亦都关乎刚才讲亚伯拉罕对神的应许那个信心.
Here it also shows the faith that God, that Abraham has in the promise of God to him.
要有信心这样去过这个寄居的生活.
To have a faith to live a life of sojourner,
对普通人一般人来讲有相当程度的困难,
and to many of us this becomes a very difficult thing to do.
你会觉得你心里头没有个归属感或者没有个安定感,
in your heart you feel like you have no belonging, you have no security,
你会觉得好像流离失踪没有保障咁,
and you feel that everything, there's no guarantee in life.
亚伯拉罕因为是外人,
because Abraham was a foreigner,
通常usually本地人是不愿意将土地卖给他的,
because of foreigners, normally people of that land usually do not sell land to foreigners,
除非是藉着这个通婚, marriage,
unless it is through intermarriage,
亚伯拉罕知道神不要他或者他的后裔这样去做,
and God does not, Abraham does not want himself or his offspring to do so.
他知道属神的人不能够跟那些拜偶像的迦南人去结婚,
he knew as a person of God that his offspring cannot intermarriage with foreign people.
这个正是神呼召亚伯拉罕离开吾尔的其中一个原因,
and this is the reason that Abraham was called from his homeland.
神差派他们进入迦南地里面见证神,
he went into the land of Canaan to witness of God.
在迦南地宣告神在这个地方上的主权,
and they established God's authority in the land of Canaan.
因此要周围的人要离开偶像去归向这个真神,
so that all those around him will leave their idols to turn toward the true God.
所以同样神也都差派我们基督徒进入我们现在的文化里面去见证神,
we too are called from God to go into a different land to testify of God.
就在当中我们不要效法这个世界这样做的,
that we are not to imitate our society and the way our current culture,
就不要将这个福音贪集了其他东西就以为可以容易被这个世界去接纳,
that we do not blend our gospel with other things so that it can be more acceptable.
也叫我们在这个世上不要依赖这个无定的钱财做保障,
that we don't rely on wealth to be our security.
在当中我们过客旅的生活时候我们要依赖神的供应,
to be a sojourner we need to rely on God's providence.
因为这个世界并不是我们的家,
because this world is not our home.
世界和其中的东西都会过去,
everything in this world will pass away,
只有神才是那个不改变可以信赖的,
only God who is everlasting can be trusted.
亚伯拉罕这次他想跟一个名叫以弗伦的客人去做买卖,
here Abraham is trying to buy land from the local Ephron, a person in Hittite.
买在那个希伯伦的地方那个麦比拉洞去做坟地.
He wants to buy the cave of Mephila in Hittite.
希伯伦这个地方除了说刚刚撒拉在那里刚刚过了身,
it here it is Sarah who just passed away in the land of the Hittites.
希伯伦除了之外，希伯伦呢个地方系神。
This place where in Hebron is where many times that God that Abraham has met God and where his covenant with God was established. This land or this place called Hebron was very important in the life of Abraham.
愿意让亚伯拉罕暂时用他们的tomb、坟墓来埋葬。
In the beginning, the Hittites would say, "Yeah, you're welcome to use any tomb that we have to bury your bury Sarah."
但亚伯拉罕想要的就系买一个能够永久性的嗰个山洞。
But what Abraham wanted was something that he can buy and purchase and be permanent.
而呢个拥有人，这个山洞，这个拥有人以弗伦呢，就话。
And the owner of this place, of this cave, Ephron,
以弗伦说，我不如我送埋俾呢个山洞，包括在呢个山洞在内嗰笪地、个田地，我都送埋俾你啦。
He says, "Oh, just take the cave, and I'm give you the land that is around this cave. Give it all to you for free."
但亚伯朗坚持话，我唔要你送俾我，我要用个田价买落嚟。
But Abraham says, "No, I don't want it for free. I'll buy it at a fair price."
咁跟住伊弗倫佢又答佢啦。And
therefore Ephron responded.
呢笪值400个银子嘅一块田算得乜嘢啊？你攞去啦，攞去埋你个死人啦。Oh,
this piece of land is only worth 400 shekels. Just take it. What is it to us? Take it and bury your dead.
呢一个系当时嘅人嘅做买卖嘅习惯。
And this was one some of their habits or in buying and selling land.
即係其實暗示緊呢笪地，我想要你俾幾多錢我嘅。
Which is to say that this land is worth so much, but you give me that, okay?
於是亞伯拉罕嘅即刻喺呢個城門口，當住好多嘅官員同埋佢當地人嘅面前。
And there, Abraham, in front of all the people in the gates of the city, he said,
停足咗400個。 借克勒嘅銀子去慶祝嚟去俾佢。
He measured out the 400 shekels of silver, and there he gave to Ephron.
唔係，係一個好多嘅錢財嚟㗎。
And this is a lot of money.
係普通人嘅一年嘅人工。
It's about a average wage of a person for a year.
你見到佢話佢要去聽㗎，即係有好多聽要攞嚟去聽，聽啱夠俾去俾佢嘅。
And you see that they had to weigh out the silver and to be given to Ephron.
亞伯拉罕就冇同佢去講價。
And Abraham didn't even bargain about the price.
呢個就表明呢個合約、呢個交易係合法化同埋嘅佢嘅可信性。
It symbolized that this contract or exchange was legal and
It was legal, a transaction.
And that so it prevents from any of their offsprings to deny what took place. And we see this purchasing was an act of faith.
就係話咧，佢信服神咗俾佢個呼召。He
that is he was obedient to the call of God.
佢繼續留喺呢一個應許之地。He
stayed in the promised land.
而唔係話翻去哈蘭咧，去埋葬佢個太太。That
he did not return to his homeland Haran to bury his wife.
呢一片用好高價錢買翻嚟嘅。
And this land that was purchased with at a high price was the only property that Abraham ever bought. Not only has this become his and his descendants' burial place, and we see that this is a down payment from God.
即係話咧，佢好似見到有第一個出現嘅果子啦。
That is to say, he can see this is the first fruit of the promise of God.
佢能夠第一笪啊，見到佢出現嘅幾笪地。
And that he could see something that is growing from this land.
亞伯拉相信陣以後會確實嘅完成佢所俾嘅應許。
And he sees that God will fulfill his promise to him.
雖然亞伯拉罕當時仲未親眼睇到。
Even though Abraham at that moment did not see it with his own eyes.
啊，但係亞伯拉罕更加清、更加知道嘅係。
But Abraham knew even more.
佢生活緊喺呢一個迦南地呢個地方，定唔係佢最終嘅家鄉。
He knew that while he was living in the land of Canaan, that was not his home.
啊，聖經話佢等候啊，同埋渴望另外一個更美嘅在天上嘅家鄉。
The Bible scripture tells us that he is waiting and anticipating an even better city.
啊，呢一個咁客旅嘅心態，只佢能夠去。
This heart of a sojourner allows him not to grasp on things and not let go of them.
啊，即係唔會話揸緊唔放佢而家擁咗擁有嘅田財。
That is, he's not going to hold on to all his wealth.
啊，甚至係佢嘅獨生子啊，以撒。
Even in the life of his own son Isaac.
啊，因為佢信心去相信神係會供應俾佢 provide.
He believed that God will provide.
就咁使到佢能夠咁付出呢個咁昂貴嘅價錢去買地。
So therefore, he was willing to give this high, give a high price for the land.
就係咁樣嘅心態，就叫佢旁周圍嘅人能夠睇得出佢敬拜呢個耶和華天係獨一嘅真神。
So that he gave witness to everyone that around him that they can see that the God he believed in was the only true God.
啊，呢其實亦都係我哋基督徒生活嘅模式。
And this is a model of how we as Christians ought to live today.
啊，因為耶穌基督喺十字架上已經付出咗呢個咁重嘅贖價。
Because Jesus Christ has already paid this priceless cost on the cross.
啊，而為我哋買得嗰個真正嘅在天上嘅產業。
That he has purchased for us the real property.In heaven.
即係話咧，我哋已經從呢一個 alienation 嘅隔離嘅情況嘅裏面咧，翻去天父嘅家裏面。
That is that we have now left our alienation from God. We have now returned to the home of God.
啊，雖然所有嘅嘢啊仲未完全嘅更新。
Even though all the promises have not come to fruition.
啊，未 renew 啊，但係一要直到耶穌基督再翻嚟嗰日。
It has not been revealed to us, but on the day that Christ returns.
但係我哋有一個確據係乜嘢咧
？But what guarantees do we have？
因為耶穌基督係從死裏復活，成咗個初熟嘅果子 （first fruit）。
Because Jesus himself, having been raised from the dead, he has become the first fruit.
啊，即係話咧，見到第一個個果子已經喺出嚟啦。
We can see this fruit that is before us.
啊，即係話我哋將來都會好似耶穌咁啊，同樣我哋都會復活。
And we, like Jesus Christ, will also be resurrected.
啊，罪雖然唔係我哋嘅主人。
Sin is no longer our master.
但佢仍然係罪，仍然係我哋嘅敵人。
But yet he's still within us. He's still our enemies.
啊，罪仍然存在咗喺我哋嘅文化，喺我哋政治裏面。
Sin is still in our community, within our politics.
啊，喺我哋嘅經濟，喺我哋嘅科技嘅領域裏面。
In our economics, in our sciences.
啊，我哋整個個創造嗰啲喺度嘆息 ，groaning。
And what
the whole creation groaning.
Oh, we see the whole creation is groaning.
啊，希望能够从呢个咁嘅败坏个捆绑嘅里面去得到释放。
So that we're groaning for the freedom of this fallen world.
啊，希望从呢个死亡嘅里面去得到释放。
So that we can be freed from our death.
啊，佢你知道呢个世界并非我哋永远嘅家。
And we know that this world is not our eternal home.
我哋就算基督徒，我哋在世上只不过外系寄居嘅，系寄居嘅，系一个外人。
And that we are Christians here, we are just a foreigner in a different place.
我哋喺度等候，或者都渴望一个由神去管治嘅更美嘅家乡。
We are longing for a place that where God is in control.
但我哋嘅生活更多嘅时候系要效法呢个世界。
But our lifestyles reflect this world. We forget that we are sojourners, we are foreigners. And sometimes when we feel that we would be separated, that we try to please others, we forget that we are not supposed to fit into this world. And a lot of times we are so busy trying to earn wealth in this society. None of it can be brought with you when you die. We are only stewards in this world for God. We are to use what God has given us that temporarily in this world. And if we were planning to stay in a certain place a few nights, if you were in a hotel, you wouldn't spend time trying to redecorate. And our homes are used to welcome others and also to welcome sojourners. We ourselves are sojourners. Our car is for transportation, it's not to show off your status. When we realize this world is not our home, this world also does not determine who you are or your value. But Christians should be like Abraham, to accept the call of God, to be part of those who will call the world out of fallenness. We humbly accept the authority that Christ has over us. To participate in God's calling of the world. We are not to escape the world, but we are not to establish our own kingdom in it. That we ought to use what God has given us to and try to be an influence in this world. We ought to be the salt and the light of the world. To be a Christian is something not something that you do individually. This is what is between me and God. So that I may have security and happiness. Which is true because in Jesus you are blessed with these things. But we are called not to participate in the wealth that is temporary wealth of this world. But we ought to seek to ask what God has prepared for us. To prepare for the even better home that is in heaven. But more importantly, God calls us a community, the church. Not only to worship Him on Sunday,
去進入禮拜一到禮拜六嘅周圍嘅環境嘅裏面。
That we are to enter it from Monday to Saturday into our environment.
喺我哋嘅工作、我哋學校、我哋嘅家庭嘅裏面。
In our work, in our school, in our family.
喺當中做基督嘅使者。
That we ought to be ambassadors for Christ.
喺嗰度去關心即係社會嘅不公平同埋不公義。
That we ought to be concerned of the inequality of the society.
喺嗰度去關心神喺呢個世界上嘅工作。
That we ought to be concerned of all the work that God is doing in this world.
我哋喺呢個世界上就憑住信心過呢個客旅嘅生活。
Therefore, we live by faith in our journey.
當中雖然有逼迫有痛苦。
Even though there may be persecution and there may be pain.And suffering,
但我哋系靠着主嘅恩典，我哋能够唔会惊失去咗。
But by the grace of God, we are not afraid of being lost.
而去服侍呢一个世代嘅人。
That we ought to serve the community.
仰望，于是我哋能够去仰望嗰个信心创始成终嘅耶稣 ，the founder and perfect.
To put our faith and hope.In the founder of our faith, Jesus Christ.
就係嗰位更大嘅、更有福嘅確據。
That this is the greatest assurance, the greatest blessing of Christ.
我就一齊唱呢首嘅詩歌。
Let's come and sing this our hymn.
有福的確據。